Welcome, everybody. The angels are joining us. I'm going to ask them to help keep us all on the line together. I've done programs where we work with the angels, and as we're moving through the program, the energy starts to build and build, and then I'm the one who gets cut off. So if I get cut off, I'll be back just as quickly as I can, but I am going to ask the angels to help keep me online and keep all of you with us as well. Okay, we're going to wait one more minute. I know this was short notice for everybody, and you know, the angels asked me to do this, and I said yes. Yeah, and we can do it Sunday too. Okay, day and a half. All right, cool. But that's how it works sometimes. Okay, all right, well, we're going to go ahead and get started. And I am Kate. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to turn off my video so that we can share a screen and that you'll be able to see all of that screen. Okay. Okay, I do want to thank you again for joining me today as we learn how to overcome worry and use our power to create a higher outcome. So just relax and and we'll get started. Okay, so if this is the first time that you've joined me, I'm the leading authority on the teachings of Florence Scovel Shinn. I'm a metaphysical teacher and best-selling author at Amazon and the founder of the Manifesting with Florence, the Inner Circle membership. Now, after teaching thousands of people across Mother Earth how to overcome fear and create a higher outcome, I've learned that focused intention is everything. And our intention today is to come together as one, with a singular focus of stepping into the power of love that is our essence and support humanity with this love to overcome suffering at the hands of others. And I am so honored to be with you holding this safe space. Now, during this call, we'll address the energy of worry and fear, and I'll share support tools to help you overcome that fear. And we'll begin a guided journey of love by quieting our minds with a technique that I learned from Deepak Chopra and use with the permission of the Chopra Center. And I'll call in our angelic team, and together we'll form a healing circle of love and create that safe space to infuse pain and suffering with love. And we'll thank our angelic team, and we'll complete. So first, let's talk about fear and our free will. We are compassionate beings, and when a painful event happens to us or we hear about something tragic happening to others, whether they're near us or on the other side of Mother Earth, our immediate human reaction is to feel the fear in our heart. And sometimes that fear floods our body. And that's how I felt when I read the notice on my phone of the Ukraine being invaded. And many of you may have felt that way too. And when that feeling is left unchecked, the next move is for our body to subconsciously default to worry. And that rumble of worry runs in the background of everything we do. Now, worry is a fear energy that makes us feel helpless and powerless, and it can make our body sick. And when we worry about someone or something, it's as if there's a cord from us to them. And that uncomfortable fear worry feeling that travels down that cord and oozes a dark cloud of energy all over the people and situation that we're worrying about. Now, the physical world teaches us that worrying about someone or something is the responsible thing to do, but that's a lie. When we consistently worry, the energy can paralyze us with fear. And all we can do is stay glued to the TV, taking in what's happening. And it consumes our energy and leaves us feeling as if we have no power to help others or to make a situation better, especially when we're not there. And sometimes it seems as though no one's listening to the cries for help. Well, what's happening is real, but the feeling of being powerless is an illusion of fear. The fear we feel is very real, but the concept that we have no power to create a higher outcome is a lie. We do have power. We have free will to choose another energy to feel and experience and be. And when the shock of discovering what's happened wears off, and that can take as little as a few minutes to a few days, once that shock wears off, we have the ability to grasp clarity of thought and consciously choose to stop feeling the fear. And instead, we get to choose to transcend that fear feeling and embrace the very love that is our essence, reconnected with that God part within, the love that is the essence of our spirit. And then from a distance, we can share the power of that love with others, even though they may be thousands of miles away. Now, a few years ago, I got a really clear vision and understanding of how this works. When I meet in meditation with my master teacher, Ezra, he's always waiting for me on a plateau overlooking a beautiful valley. He's sitting in one of two pale gray chairs, square chairs. They're kind of weird, they're square. But he's sitting in one of those waiting for me, smoking a cigar that smells like a stargazer lily. So several years ago, when I went into meditation and joined him, I noticed that his long hair was braided. And then I noticed that my hair was braided too. And when I asked him why, my dad, who's in spirit, roared up on his motorcycle, and we were going for a ride. So Ezra had his own bike, and I crawled onto my dad's bike with him, and we just roared off the plateau into the air, because when you're in spirit, you don't need a highway. You can do just about anything. So I'm holding on to my dad and looking around, and next thing I know, it's dark, really dark. And I look down, and below us, I see lights, but they weren't city lights. Daddy explained to me that the lights I was seeing were the light of the human spirit, their spiritual essence, as I watched individual lights got brighter on their own. And Daddy said that these people were embracing gratitude and love energy, so their light got brighter. And then I saw beacons of light coming from one spot and traveling to another whose light wasn't so bright. And when that ray of light got there, the second light got brighter. And Daddy said the first light was sending love to the second light, and the second light was feeling it. And the human spirit was comforted with the love light energy, and their light got brighter. Fear and worry dim our light. However, the darkness of fear cannot exist in the light of love. We can't see energy with the human eye, but it's real. Florence Scovel Shinn teaches us that the love is the most powerful magnetic force in the universe. And when it's non-resistant, it flows like water and opens the way for a higher outcome to manifest. And when we feel worried and afraid, we feel challenged to overcome the fear of worry. And unless someone shows us, most of us don't know how to shift our energy out of fear and worry to love. There are a few things that I teach my students to build a new foundation for their lives. One is that we all have free will and the ability to make conscious choices. The instant you face fear energy and observe it, the energy immediately begins to lose its power over you because we observe energy from the light of love that is our essence. And as a result, our light dissipates the darkness of fear. And quantum physics supports this by proving that energy reacts differently when we observe it. Now, when we stuff fear and worry into our subconscious because it's too painful to look at, it hangs out in the darkness and feeds off our worries and anxieties. So look at it. Observe it. Begin the change of the energy. Another thing I teach them is that we can only vibrate in the energy of love or the energy of fear, never both. We're always in one or the other. And I share with them that gratitude is love energy. When we embrace gratitude, immersing ourselves in the love vibration of gratitude, we change the trajectory of our focused energy and the way is opened to create a higher outcome as our experience. And then to powerfully take the love energy a step further, Florence teaches us to bless those that we're not in agreement with, to bless people and situations to create a higher outcome. I teach to access the love that is our essence, the very love energy of our soul or higher self, that God part within. Florence calls it our superconscious. Now, I'm not talking about how much you love oranges or the color blue or how you love to sleep in on Sunday. Not physical love. I'm talking about the vibration of the love that is our conscious, our soul, the light of the human spirits that I saw in the meditation with my dad and Ezra when we went on that motorcycle ride over the planet. I teach to access the love. This is our essence. And to fearlessly, without judgment, infuse the situation we're not in agreement with and all the people involved with this love. The love that is the most powerful magnetic force in the universe. The unconditional love that is our essence. Now, in just a few minutes, I'm going to take you through a step-by-step guided journey to access this love that is your essence, and focus that love to create a higher outcome. We'll begin by quieting our minds with the technique that I learned from Deepak Chopra. And the segments of this exercise work hand in hand to quiet your mind and open your heart to connect with your higher self, that love that is your essence. And I'll be asking your angelic team to make their presence known to you, to help you feel the shift in their loving energy. And before we get started, I ask the peaceful warrior, Norse goddess Air, to join us, bringing strength, stamina, and healing to this sacred space. And together as one, we'll create a healing circle of love. And throughout the guided journey, simply just allow yourself to take in whatever you see in your mind's eye or you feel in your heart. And if you hold the belief that you can't envision the experience, please just put that aside. And right now, just picture an orange in your mind's eye. You know what an orange looks like. Close your eyes and allow yourself to see it. This is how you may see things during the journey. If you feel you can't meditate, put that belief aside and just simply flow with my voice. I will be using a singing bowl during our journey. And when we're infusing love, I'll strike the singing bowl, then stay silent for four focused minutes so we can all send the love energy. So with our minds as one, with singular intention, we come together through the vibration of love and begin with a prayer. Father, Mother, God, Creator of all that is, surround us with your divine white light of healing love and allow only those of the light to connect with us. Together, we set our intention to access the divine love within us to heal life experiences. May this energy dissolve our fear and shift us to the glorious state of love. Bless this fearless intention to connect with the unconditional love that is our essence and move forward with strength and stamina, healed from the inside out. In deepest gratitude, amen. And now we'll quiet our minds. So just take a really deep breath and get comfortable. Place your feet on the floor and with your hands gently in your lap, close your eyes and focus your attention on your heart. And take another deep breath and slowly exhale. And now shift your focus to gratitude of the blessings in your life. Embrace the things that you're grateful for and immerse yourself in that emotional fulfillment of gratitude. And now ask yourself these questions. Don't try to answer, just ask. Life will move you into the answers. Who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? Now simply allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, your hands in your lap, your feet flat on the floor. And now focus again on your heart and allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound, or feel it as a sensation. Now just take another really deep breath, and I ask your angels to come in close to you so you can feel their loving energy. And your angels and I, we form a circle, a healing circle of love. And now I'm going to ask you to join us in this circle by calling you in by the continent that you live on. If you're in Asia, please take my hand and that of an angel and join the circle. If you're in Africa, please take my hand and that of an angel and join the circle. If you're in Antarctica, please take my hand and that of an angel and join our circle. If you're in Australia, please take my hand and that of an angel and join the circle. If you're in Europe, please take my hand and that of an angel and join the circle. If you're in North America, please take my hand and that of an angel and join the circle. And if you're in South America, please take my hand and that of an angel and complete our circle. Beautiful spirits of love and light, we fearlessly come together as one in the energy of love to anchor healing. Healing in all directions of time, the pain inflicted from fellow human beings all across the soils and waters of Mother Earth. I call in the archangel gatekeepers of the four directions. We welcome you and thank you for joining us in this sacred space. I call to the east, Archangel Raphael, keeper of the element of air, supporting us to heal mind, body, and spirit. I call to the south, Archangel Michael, keeper of the element of fire, supporting truth, strength, stamina, and courage. I call to the west, Archangel Gabriel, keeper of the element of water, supporting us to understand the voice of our higher self and angelic team. I call to the north, Archangel Uriel, keeper of the element of earth, holder of knowledge and wisdom in all directions of time. The angels between us begin to shimmer and glow with unconditional love. And where they hold our hands, we too begin to glow of love and light. And from above, a brilliant white light of light comes down toward us, love as a mist. Breathe deeply of this gentle, swirling mist of love and allow yourself to feel the mist against your face, touching your hands ever so gently. Breathe in this beautiful mist with each slow, deep breath. I send to you all the love of my heart. The angels send to you all their love. Breathe in deeply of the love and fully exhale out the anxiety, worry, and fear. You feel the shift to love. And throughout this journey, I ask the goddess Air to move through the center of our circle with her healing touch, bringing strength and stamina to those who've suffered, healing the pain and suffering in all directions of time. In the center of this circle, we place those we fear for, worry about, and wish to help and support. Ukrainians who are victims of the cruelty of fellow humans, our families, our friends, colleagues, and strangers. And within our circle of love, we place the tragedies against humanity, the unspeakable acts of violence, pain and suffering, experiences of the darkness of fear. We set aside our anger and outrage, and we release the human need to hold on to feelings of being powerless, and instead to the darkness of these events against the Ukrainians and all who are suffering, we send them love. Together, as one, We infuse the situation and every person who's suffering with the unconditional love that is our essence. And with the focused intention to create the highest possible outcome of love from within to without. Now we send and infuse all with the love that is our essence, the life force energy of God within us. In the center of this circle of love, we now place those who are inflicting the pain and suffering on others, whether by their own volition or by being ordered to do so, no matter where they live on Mother Earth. Angelic Presence knows who they are and where they are. They cannot hide. We understand that infusing these people with love does not condone their behavior. The love opens the way for a higher outcome to be made manifest. through the darkness of these events and the people involved, together with focused intention, we infuse them with the unconditional love of our essence, the life force energy of God within us, to open the way for them to stop inflicting pain and suffering, opening the way for the highest possible outcome. Now we turn our attention to pain and suffering throughout Mother Earth. Together we hold the intention that all beings be released from pain and suffering. Now place in the center of the circle anyone you know who is suffering. Friends, family, yourself. someone you've seen on the news. In the center of the circle, we place all beings who are suffering throughout the soils and waters of Mother Earth, including Mother Earth herself. So together, with focused intent, we infuse all who are in the center of our circle with unconditional love of our essence. The love effortlessly flows throughout the center of the circle, infusing people, animals, situations, events, and Mother Earth herself. This infusion of love that you've performed heals the soils of Mother Earth beneath your feet. We now ground and anchor the love of this experience. So with another deep breath, roots from your feet travel down through the soils and waters of Mother Earth, down to the core light of healing love at her center. Envision these roots wrapping firmly around a black tourmaline sphere. And with another deep breath, pull the healing light of Mother Earth back up through the soils, the rocks and the clay, back up to your feet, up your legs, to your heart, where it stops. And before opening your eyes, we thank the angels who have joined us to hold this safe space. We thank the goddess Air. As they release your hands, notice that you continue to glow with the love they've infused through your hands. You're fully grounded and returned to your space. And when you're ready, bring with you this beautiful angelic love and open your eyes. When we come together as one with the singular focused intent of sharing the love that is our essence to heal, support, and create a higher outcome for others and our planet, our power is magnified immeasurably. You may feel a sense of betrayal to those who are suffering when you are enjoying your life. Release the need to feel that way. That's a physical world human guilt trip, and it doesn't serve anyone. The more you can hold on to enjoying your life and sending unconditional love like we have here, the more the way is opened to create a higher outcome. Now, before we complete, here are 5 simple action steps to support you to overcome fear and worry and hold that love space for a higher outcome in everything around you, as well as the areas of your own life. Number 1, breathe deeply. Humans breathe shallowly, and when we're stressed, we hold our breath, starving our vital organs, including our brain, of the vital oxygen needed to sustain life and clarity of thought. Number 2, consciously choose to be the vibration of love. Instead of allowing your energy to default to whatever energy your subconscious was hanging out in the last time you got angry or scared or anxious, remember, you're either vibrating in love energy or fear energy, never both. Number 3, observe the energy of your fear when it shows up. Number 4, embrace gratitude and immerse yourself in it as much as you possibly can to transcend fear. Feeling happy and grateful doesn't betray anyone. It empowers you to handle whatever comes next, and it supports you to hold others in love energy. We can't do that when we're drowning in fear. Number 5, you can infuse people and situations with love anytime you want to. Now you know exactly what to do. I've done this while standing in line at the post office. Infusing people and situations with love always, always opens the way to create a higher outcome, because love is the most powerful magnetic force in the universe. Now, if you want to help physically in some way and you don't know how, contact your local TV station. They have resources to share. And if you'd like to have this recording to listen to anytime, it'll be available later today. And I'll post a link in the Facebook groups. And we've got a link here, I believe, in the chat, so that you can go get that later. It'll be a couple hours. I do want to thank you. Thank you so much for joining me for this journey together and sharing love with each other and the rest of the world. Until we meet again, I send you all the love of my heart.